Hello and welcome to the Healthy Pregnancy Revolution. My name is Stephanie Wilson. I'm here today with Alexandra Durigan. She is a women's specialty registered nurse, women's pelvic health specialist, holistic womb guide, and founder of Origin Pelvic Care. From having worked in the Western realms and allopathic care to the founding of her practice, Origin Pelvic Care, Alexandra is re-nourishing what gets to be possible in body and life throughout the journey of womanhood. So beautiful. Welcome, Alexandra.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit more about this. I think this is a new term for myself and a lot of women. What does womb healing mean? Could you explain this to someone who's never heard it before?
Yeah, absolutely. I think to first define the word womb, some women are like, oh yeah, I know what that means. And some women don't know what the word means. So womb is another word for uterus. And so really it's coming into the center of our body and bringing awareness to the fact that our uterus is a vital organ. It plays a huge role, particularly we're here talking about birth in our lives as women, and it needs care. And so when I think about, you know, what draws me to using the word womb versus uterus, to me, uterus is a very anatomical name. It's more of a medicalized word for one of our body parts. And the word womb really feels like it encompasses this awareness that the center of our body is a portal of creation. And to me, it touches on the fact that this is an energetic space. It's a spiritual space. It's a physical space, but it kind of calls in deeper reverence to this part of us. And yeah, in my work with women, womb care means coming all the way into our center to feel from our center, to nourish our center, to pay attention to the needs of our center. So it's kind of a way of being that reclaims greater vital health for our womanhood and reorients us to this really special, really powerful, really wise part of our bodies.
It feels like it brings us back into womanhood. I mean, redefining what that means for us. We've gotten very disconnected from ourselves and maybe what that means for a lot of women in the busy of every day.
Totally. Yeah. And the womb has a cyclical pace, you know, and in that busyness of every day, life goes fast. It's really linear. We don't have times of rest, but womb care or pelvic care, it draws you back into the awareness of, oh, I'm a cyclical being and I do need times of rest. And how can I nourish myself in that way and live my life in that way? And I think that's a gift that womanhood brings, you know, to the world, is that there's a deeper way of living that we can all reconnect to, you know, through our center.
Could you elaborate more? I've heard you speak on that before about how, you know, we shouldn't be doing certain things when we're on our period, when we're bleeding, when different times of the month. Could you go into that a little bit more?
Yeah. So speaking specifically to menstruation, that is a time when our body is winding down. We are becoming a little bit more vulnerable. Our estrogen is dropping. It makes it harder for our brain to pick up serotonin. A lot of people might call this PMS. We get really emotional. And for me, I find that part of, you know, the difficulty women are having is because their body, our bodies are asking us to come inward, to prepare for rest and menstruation, to prepare for a release, for a cleanse. And yet the world around us is demanding us to keep going at that same pace, at that really high pace. And so it's so important, you know, that we as women know that after ovulation happens and as we move towards menstruation, that's kind of a winding down time. We're going to start to feel more sensitive. And that sensitivity is our body's compass interfacing with our environment saying, hey, I need something slower. I need something more restorative right now. And when we can really tune in and answer that for ourselves as women, women find empowerment. They find restoration. They find healing. They find soft creativity within themselves. And so, yeah, just kind of being aware of, you know, menstruation really is a time for rest and permissioning ourselves to do that despite the world asking us different, knowing that we are, you know, the way showers for this change.
Mm-hmm. Women are so creative. I think the more we get in touch with that, I mean, that's where we literally are creating humans. And yes. I feel like the more we get in touch with our womb, the more we can get in touch with what we're here to create in the tangible world too.
Yes, absolutely. And I get so excited because, you know, like we've already been talking about it, it is a way of living. And when we're in touch with our womb, we get to create a life of beauty led by this deeper wellness from our center. You know, we get to create a life where we do plan rest days, we do plan family days, we do plan, you know, set aside connection time with our partners. And we are the creators of our life. We don't have to adopt this huge, really busy schedule and way of being that stresses us out. We can orient into our center, into our womb, into what we need, and create a life, you know, from that. And I think particularly in moving into motherhood, that's huge. Mm-hmm. You know, knowing that you as a woman can create your life the way that you mother, the way that your family connects from your center, from that place of creation. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So how can women include more womb nourishment into a regular self-care routine on a daily basis?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, women before birth, a woman who's, you know, not yet pregnant, really tuning into your cycle and inquiring about cyclical living. Am I honoring my cyclical body, or am I just going? And when we talk fertility factors, you know, a stressed body doesn't want to ovulate. So living cyclically is not only important for us embodying this beautiful way of being that feels so good, that actually gives us way more vitality, but it also supports our reproductive health and our ability to conceive. So it's a super important fertility factor. Knowing that, you know, after you menstruate, moving towards ovulation, you're going to feel a build of energy. So those 2 weeks are this time when usually we're like, oh, wow, I'm doing really good. I'm feeling really good. Things are going good. Ovulation happens. We might feel more sensual. We might feel more creative. We might feel, you know, more empowered. And then honoring that after that, it's okay to feel more. It's okay if you feel like all of a sudden you're more sensitive. It's okay to wind down. And I think, you know, women in partnership, first understanding our own cycle, tuning into when we need those rest days, and then starting to communicate that to the people that we live with, to our partners, to our loved ones, so that they can be in that awareness with us and be in that support with us. And then I think just asking your own self, do I have a relationship with my womb or not? And if I don't, you know, I offer very frequently, just simply start by closing your eyes and bringing a hand over your womb and breathing in and just feeling down into that space. And what does my womb feel like? What does it feel like to bring my awareness into this deeper part of my body? And giving your womb a hello, you know, I think that goes a long way.
How can we get into that practice? Is there a way that you could offer for us to connect with our womb, like you're saying, and without us feeling silly, I guess, for the first time, can we use certain massage techniques, or what can we do?
Yeah, totally. In my e-course, Woman, I teach self-womb massage, and lots of other womb connection experiences and rituals. But again, emphasizing the power of just bringing our awareness to that space. I think a lot of women have an experience the first time of, oh, wow, that felt so good. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, wow, that was actually really hard. It actually felt really emotional or difficult to breathe down into that space. And a lot came up for me, you know. So as we start to come into our center, we kind of realize it is a journey of coming back to our womanhood in a deeper way. Mm-hmm. and self-womb massage is a beautiful practice. You know, even just taking some castor oil, which is one of the most nourishing oils ever. It's anti-inflammatory. It's super dense in just nourishment for the tissues. It can help unwind tension, and doing some gentle circling over your womb to just bring blood flow to that space. And to also share, you know, the womb is right above your pubic bone. So when you're feeling your body, you're wondering, where is my uterus? Where is my womb? Even find your pubic bone and then just let your fingertips rest mm-hmm. right on top of it in that low belly space. Another touch that I love to do is making an infinity loop around mm-hmm. that area and just imagining drawing my ovaries in, and also bringing, you know, blood flow to the ovarian spaces. Mm-hmm. Anatomically, there's so much lymph around that area. So all touch is healing and beneficial and mm-hmm. will create a more well space. But yeah, bringing your hand to your low belly and starting to say hello is huge.
And when we're on our menstrual cycle, when we are bleeding, mm-hmm. how important is it that a woman doesn't inhibit the flow using tampons, or how do you recommend that a woman let her body just bleed? What techniques are best, or not techniques, I guess, but what products?
Totally. Period underwear all the way.
Same.
for women who, you know, I really don't recommend tampons whatsoever. One, we don't know what's in them. And two, it's a very large object. And I use them for years. You know, this is just what we're taught. We're not taught other ways. And so acknowledging that for our own selves. And, you know, the womb is in a gentle contraction. There's motility being created. So the body has this wave that's kind of passing through and wanting to pass down. The muscles, the tissues, the ligaments are working together to allow for the menstrual tissue, the menstrual blood of the endometrium to release. And so when we have a plug, our body is confused. You know, she can't fully relax and soften. And I have witnessed the way that tampons and things intravaginally during the bleed actually create more cramps because your body is trying to release something and it's having to work harder. It's also stressed when there's something in the vaginal canal. And so equally, all of my clients and myself included, once you stop putting items or products intravaginally during your bleed, it's kind of like you can never go back. You mm-hmm. are like, whoa. And then I've tried to use a Diva cup or these other things. And my body's like, yeah, no thanks. Like, we are actually so comfortable and so happy. And I just want to bleed. And so, you know, it's a powerful moment when your body gives you that positive feedback. She Thinks is a great brand. There's tons of period undies around, reusable pads. It's amazing. A lot of women-led companies. But yeah, I'm a huge underwear girl.
I'm so glad you brought up the Diva Cup. I've never been brave enough to try it myself. Mm. So I can't say from personal experience, but yeah. I actually kind of thought it was an in-between of a tampon and the underwear, but you make a good point. It's still there blocking something, whether it's capturing it in a different way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still blocking that space.
Totally. And it's ultimately creating stress mm-hmm. in the space where during that time, softness is important mm-hmm. and softness is key for menstrual wellness and for ease in that space. You know, we don't want our body to feel extra stressed and to have cramps kind of, you know, increase from that. Equally, I always like to name that cramps are abnormal. So if you're experiencing menstrual cramps, you know, talking to a pelvic care practitioner like myself or someone in your area, super important. Usually that's signifying a few things, but one of the main things is that the womb is more than likely out of balance, anatomically, meaning tilted to the left, to the right, forward or backward. And with some simple manual care, that will absolutely disappear. And your body needs the womb and center for full hormonal wellness. Mm-hmm. So just always huge talking about cramps, because I think we've really normalized it, you know, as a society.
So could we touch on the first thing that comes in my mind when you say that is that we hear so much about if you have cramps, you're deficient in one thing or another. Mm-hmm. But yes. You think that it's actually more so that we have a tilted pelvis or uterus. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So the womb in center, there's all these ligaments that hold the womb in place, becomes physically imbalanced. And it is rare that I meet a woman's body where her womb is not imbalanced in some degree. You know, pelvic care, womb massage used to be a huge part of our women's care. And in the Industrial Revolution, when modern gynecology came about, a lot of that wisdom was lost. And so we're about 100 years in of not receiving womb care as women. And we've also endured lots of sexual wounding, projections upon womanhood, our sexuality, our reproductive spaces. We can then emotionally also carry a lot of tension in there, which can draw the womb out of balance. If we ever fall or have a tailbone accident, or if we run during menstruation, which impact sports of any kind is not well for menstruation. You know, just by these life factors that we haven't been taught, the womb can come out of balance. And there's always a larger picture, right? But I think that what I witness greatly is that the root cause of the womb being out of proper alignment is very, very frequently missed. And things like diet, things like hormonal balance will help to a point until we actually get the womb rebalanced. Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. So you kind of touched on it. I wanted to talk about the three generations of women we often hear go into one baby. You can find their experiences, their traumas, their DNA. Mm-hmm. How could this change future generations if we've not been doing this for 100 years, but if we reincorporated this now, what kind of a difference could we see in our future generations?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, when women are taken care of, the world is taken care of. And, you know, there's been so much beautiful initiative over the last couple of generations. I know, you know, for example, my great grandma Winnie, I love her. She watches over me in heaven now, but I was blessed to know her for quite a long time in my life. And we would talk about the way that it was risque for her to even show her ankles, you know? So we've had this deep suppression in our womanhood for a long time, and knowing that healing is always possible and repair is always possible. And the way that we mother our own selves, the way that we take care of our own selves, mm-hmm. begins a healing, rippling wave to our sisters, to our own mothers, you know, to our grandmothers, if they're still here. And then particularly to our daughters and our communities, and the way that women and women's bodies will be valued, will be cared for, will be nurtured moving forward. And you know, it is an important topic. You know, fertility rates are going down. Women are more and more commonly having fertility difficulties. Most of us have experienced some sort of sexual trauma, and these are essential areas for us to be cared for in, and to really support each other as a collective of moving beyond any inhibition of talking about our sexual centers or our reproductive health, so that we can receive the care and nourishment we need to live well and healthy lives, you know? So I get excited because when women become mothers, when women become empowered in themselves, we're raising a new future, and we're changing the world by taking care of our womb, our sex centers. And it's amazing to see what women initiate in their lives when they become cared for in their pelvic bowl, and when they become re-empowered, you know, in their sexual and reproductive health. Like, we are powerful, and it matters, and it's so important. And so, you know, yeah, it all starts with us.
That's beautiful. What is it that you believe is necessary that a woman should do with her womb, or this pelvic care work she should do before housing a baby there for 9 months?
I love this question so much. So when I work in what I like to call the birth continuum, really pelvic care plays an essential role at all stages, which is fertility and conception, pregnancy and carrying life, and then the postpartum period. And so, you know, where I was a women's specialty nurse before, and I worked on the L&D unit and had different, you know, patient care spaces. But one of the big ones was birth and postpartum. And I was witnessing these high rates of tearing. And some of the statistics say that some of the US hospitals have over 90% of birthing women experiencing some sort of vaginal tear. And that's purely not okay. Mm-hmm. That is extraordinarily obvious that we are gravely missing something essential in our birth settings, in our pregnancy preparation. And that something is going wrong for me, that's pelvic care, because we go a whole lifetime without the muscles and ligaments of this space being nourished. Mm-hmm. And we've also, for many of us, endured a lifetime where we haven't been all that empowered in our sexuality. And so when baby moves through the body, baby is moving through all of our sex centers, our womb, our cervix, our vaginal canal, then the point of our vulva hitting the perineum, you know, all of these spaces can hold also imprints of previous sexual experiences. And then very physically, these muscles and ligaments can become very tense if we've gone our whole life without receiving any care there. And so I find that it's the interface of physical tension and holding patterns, as well as unaddressed and unhealed emotional holding within the pelvic bowl, that is contributing to these really high rates of birth and women not trusting their bodies, mm-hmm. not being fully connected and empowered in these spaces. So for me, what can women do, you know, to prepare? It's come into pelvic presence and come into spaces that can hold you and support you in moving through and processing, you know, any previous experiences that you may be holding within your root space, and to ask yourself the question, do I feel safe in my body? Do I feel safe in my pelvic bowl? Mm-hmm. Do I feel connected to my cervix and my vaginal canal and my vulva? Because these are the spaces that baby's passing through. So mm-hmm. it's so important for us to be cared for, to unwind any of the tension and the holding in those places for better birthing outcomes. And for women to enter what I like to call the ceremony of birth with deep presence and deep trust within their bodies and within themselves. I think there's so much that we can do, but it starts by coming into relationship and deep care with the pelvic bowl as a whole.
Is there something that can be healed in a woman who's already gone through tearing in labor or yes. miscarriages, abortions?
Yes. Just to emphasize that, every single woman can be nourished, and it's never too late to come back into relationship with your body there, emotionally and spiritually, to reconnect. And also physically, scar tissue heals. I tell my clients all the time, your body loves you. Your tissues love you. Your pelvic bowl loves you. Your womb loves you. And with a little bit of the right care and time and space with yourself, beautiful healing can happen. And we as women deserve to feel connected to this space, to feel safe in this space, to feel like we can mother from this space, be intimate with our partners from this space. I work with scar tissue all the time, and it just takes that right touch. It takes presence and a willingness to meet yourself there, but absolutely. And I'm a huge advocate for postpartum pelvic care. The United States is one of the few countries who actually has little to none. Mm-hmm. And in other countries, it's actually required. So really? In France, women get 20 paid for pelvic care sessions by the government. And so we have to be aware that this has simply been written out and we have to rewrite it in. Mm-hmm. But I deeply value journeying with women who are postpartum, who have had birth trauma, and supporting them, you know, and reconnecting to this space. And a big thing is, you know, intravaginal pain. So we can kind of turn away even from our sexuality. Our menstrual cycles can become difficult. And that comes down to physical alignment, tending the tissues, unwinding those holding patterns, and releasing scar tissue so that it can heal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You touched on it a little bit with, you know, you think that the rates of tearing are directly related to women not being in touch with it, but how, what other ways can this empower women? I think for myself, I went into thinking about pregnancy and labor as a really scary thing.
Yeah.
How can getting in touch with our womb and just that center of us empower us going into this difficult, what scary potentially thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that there, when we reconnect, we come into remembrance of, I was made for this.
Yes.
Since the beginning of time, women have birthed, and your body has everything it needs to birth your baby. Mm-hmm. And you are the most wise one in this scenario. No one else besides you can get into the wisdom that your body holds. So reconnecting women to their pelvic bowls in birth, it reconnects them to their instincts, to the signals of their body, to the needs of their body, to the cues of their body. It helps us change position very intuitively when we need it. It helps us ask for what we need, identify the environment that will feel most safe, most supportive for us. And yeah, I believe that it rebuilds and repairs trust between us and our bodies. And that is everything. You know, we have to trust ourselves, and that can only come through fostering a relationship.
I'm glad you touched on being able to trust ourselves and knowing where the environment needs to be.
Yeah.
I know that's a big topic of birthing at home or birthing in the hospital. And there's so much, I feel like it's heavy on women. Like sometimes women who are more natural, it's like, they feel like they should birth at home, but mm-hmm. they're scared. They don't feel safe birthing at home. They want that team of doctors at the hospital. And I think you really said that well, where, you know what, it just gives you the strength in you to know what's right for you. It's not a matter of what you should or shouldn't do. It's what is right for you, and knowing that truly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's everything. And if a woman can feel into herself and say, this is what's right for me, mm-hmm. then her body is going to be in a nervous system state of safety.
Right.
She is going mm-hmm. to be able to open up to life moving through her, and every woman being supported in that. That's where our priorities should be. Mm-hmm. But we can't know those things or what they are. And we will take on the suggestions of others if we're not in touch with it ourselves. And so I just believe so much in fostering that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you work with women both, and you have online courses and ways you can work with women around the world, mm-hmm. as well as in person. Could you elaborate a little bit more, since some people may be listening to us thinking, what are you talking about? What do totally. You do?
Yes. Yeah. So thank you so much for asking that. The foundation of my work with Origin Pelvic Care, and really Origin was named honoring that the womb is the center and origin of life. And so it is imperative that we deeply care for this space. And so the foundation of my work is in-person, hands-on manual care. And so we nourish the wholeness of the body. I take a whole body approach, meaning that we nourish the back body, the front body, the back of the pelvic bowl, the diaphragm, the belly, the womb space, nurturing the ligaments that hold the womb in place, nurturing the vulva, nurturing the vaginal canal, nurturing the cervix, and particularly when speaking about birth, all of these centers are involved. And without receiving pelvic care, it's more than likely that all of these centers also hold tension. And so Origin Pelvic Care is really a weaving of spirit and science. When women come to me, we start by just drinking a cup of tea. I get to deeply listen to the experiences that they've had, to their reproductive health, their sexual health, And then we move into what I like to call the body ceremony, you know, which is the massage piece of things and the manual care piece of things. We work deeply with consent so that women practice sensing in, like, okay, breathe into, you know, the womb space. Does your womb feel ready to receive? And helping us sense into, oh, what does that feel like in my body? Which is huge, starting to voice from our bodies, starting to feel into our bodies, yes, our bodies, no. And then we tend the tissues for physical and physiologic balance, so that anatomically and physiologically, the whole pelvic space can operate from vital health. And so reasons that women would see me might be pelvic pain, menstrual irregularities, infertility, sexual trauma, ovarian cysts, endometriosis, really anything that has to do with the pelvic bowl. All of these structures need to be soft, dynamic, aligned, blood flow needs to be present. And then honoring, you know, the emotional journey that we can take within those spaces and the spiritual journey that we can take within those spaces, as it is a place that will harbor memory. It is a place where we deeply get into touch and reconnect with really important and powerful parts of ourselves. It's a place where we can release old imprints or projections that we've held onto, and really claim, you know, this is my body, this is my center. And in my journey of womanhood, I deserve to be in deep and vital health here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what is your online courses encompass without that in-person physicality? What can women do if they aren't able to visit you in person?
Yes, absolutely. So I made online courses to really be able to offer what happens here through Origin Pelvic Care to more women. And so Woman is an e-course that brings women into presence and relationship with their womb and their root space, really the pelvic bowl. I teach lots of different rituals, including self-womb massage and yoni steaming. And then the birthing woman was birthed really itself, and just founded to bring essential nourishment back to birth, to really initiate better birthing outcomes for women's bodies and their babies through the perspective of pelvic health. And so in all of my courses, I'm empowering you as your own medicine woman to be able to meet your body, to get to know your body, to be led through guided touch and self-massage practices to nourish and create real healthy impact, you know, on your body, specifically for the birthing woman preparing for birth. What is specific pelvic touch, pelvic presence that we can practice to initiate those better birthing outcomes and be more deeply connected and in trust, you know, with our bodies in that space. So yeah, the e-courses are self-paced and you, yeah, get to be your own medicine woman. You get to take this care into your life.
We get to be our own medicine woman. Yep. Take our health into our own hands.
Yep.
So you're actually offering to our audience today the Birthing Woman e-course at 25% off using code REVOLUTION, right?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. Ladies, I will link this below and we'll include both the link to it as well as the code that you need to use to get that 25% off. I will have links to Alexandra's Instagram and website here on this page you're listening to. And thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. This was great. And I'm excited for the impact that this whole summit will make. So thanks for having me.